Hello again. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 661. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to bless this service. Father, anoint the music, anoint the letters, and anoint the message. We ask you to do that, Father, that the souls that are lost will be saved, and that the church, which is the body of Christ, your bride, which is nothing to do with false religions, will be saved and strengthened. Father, we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and we ask also that you destroy the works of Satan all over the world. I see you're doing a very good job of it there. People of the world have had a ball, Lord, doing the things that displease you, and now you're displeasing them. And they deserve it according to your word, and I praise and thank you for it. Lord, they love false religions because they don't want to hear your word. And it's just the way down through history that people are the way they are. That's why you flooded the world, and that's why you're going to burn this world to a crisp. Lord, bless everyone that loves you in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, we got some music, letters, and a powerful message for you. Right now, I'm going to sing for you with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, I'll Never Be Lonely Again.
Lonely days and lonely nights filled with despair caused me to long for someone to care. Then I heard Christ say to me this promise I made, I am with you now and forever, be not afraid. I'll never be lonely again, never again. For I have opened my heart's door to Him. So I'll brush away the tears and forget my foolish fears. I'll never be lonely again. Never again. If you're longing for a friend, loving and true, turn to the Savior, He longs for you. He can do the same for you as He did for me. He'll never never forsake you, trust Him and see. I'll never be lonely again, never again. For I have opened my heart's door to Him. So I'll brush away the tears and forget my foolish fears. I'll never be lonely again, never again. I'll never be lonely again, never again.
Praise the Lord. Never be lonely again. That was not J.D. Sumner and the Stamps back me there. That was the Jordanaires. They're the first group that backed Elvis Presley up. I enjoyed them. They were really great. Okay, then we have some letters today. Where's the first one from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Pastor Lamo, greetings in the name of Jesus our Lord. As the leader of the Akabu team, God has touched most lives with your newsletters and magazines. We still need more so that we can distribute them each time we go on evangelism. Folks are saved every day through your publications, and we pray more should be converted to Christ every day. Please, Pastor, in our recent letter, we demanded for the Alamo Ministries t-shirts. This is still in strong demand. It will serve as a mark of unity every time we go on evangelism in other communities. Please send at least 10 to us. We will ever remain grateful. We apologize for not writing to you for months now. Also, we will appreciate if a few copies of the Holy Bible will be sent to us too. Hope we are not demanding for too much. We enjoyed every series of your audio messages you sent to us. It has been of great blessings and pleasure to hear you preach the truth and God's prophecies. We jointly pray for you that the Lord's message may continue to spread rapidly and get received faithfully into people's hearts. May the Lord continue to bless and strengthen the entire team of Alamo Ministries in Jesus' name. Also, we wish to be prayed for. Hope to hear from you soonest. Yours faithfully, Brother Okon Sampson from Cross River State, Nigeria.
Praise the Lord. Do you have another letter?
Yes.
Where's this one from?
From Ghana, West Africa.
All right, let's hear that.
Dear sir, I am very happy to write you this letter. How are you? Hoping that you are fine as I am. I am Stephen Appiah, a boy of 14 years old, calling in from Ghana. I have read some of your Messiah book, and I have got Jesus in my life. So please, I want you to send me only a Bible. Please send the items through this address. Stephen Appiah from Ghana, West Africa.
Okay. Now the Word of God said, because David did that, this is King David, the psalmist David, and this is God saying, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life. This is God summing up David. His life. David, who God gave 99 wives to. If that inflames you, I'm so happy, because I know you're a devil, and I know that all devils hate the Word of God. And I love to rub it into your rotten, filthy nose what the Lord said. You've come up with your own rules and regulations, Satan. But the Lord says, because David did everything, he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turned not aside from anything that God commanded him all the days of his life, with exception of one thing. He committed adultery with Uriah's wife and sent Uriah out onto the front line to be killed. That's in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 5. That's the summary of David's life. He didn't do anything wrong except committing adultery and sending the man out to be murdered on the front lines. But all the everything that he did, polygamous, was fine, because God said, I gave you the wives, all these wives of Judah and Israel, and I gave you the wives of Saul, and all. I gave them to you, God said. Now, you devils got something to say about that? Do you say it's against the law? Well, are you against the law of God? Why do you liars, you hypocrites, go to church then? Why, Bush, and why are you supposed to be Christians, you liars? It's really something how we have articles here that tell us that these 400 plus children that were taken from that Latter-day Saints church in Texas were taken away by Catholics. The whole thing was a Catholic plot to show people that Christians are not in charge. Well, they're not in charge because the Lord said that my people perish. My people, the Christians, perish because of a lack of knowledge. They have their children taken away from them because of a lack of knowledge. And we're living in a world where the Catholics are doing all these atrocities. And they went and put them in Catholic homes where it is totally infested with homosexuals and child molesters. They took them from their mothers and dads and put them in the homes of child molesters and homosexuals. And they put them in Catholic convents and places that used to be. You read the article. Okay, Michelle, go ahead, read it.
3 dozen sect children are relocated to...
They call, the Catholics call us cults or sects, S-E-C-T-S. But they're the world's most rotten, filthy, the largest cult on earth. And God is going to burn you people eternally and will laugh and mock at your screams. Okay, go ahead.
3 dozen sect children are relocated to Fort Worth. Catholic Charities.
Catholic Charities. That is the Catholics again attacking Christians. And Christians that obey God. God's law is of the Lord. In cases where the Lord said, tells them to do it, to have several wives, because there's 10 women to every man. Isn't that something? And so the Lord wants them to have a husband. And the wives like it because it's an easier life. They have all these wives, and the wives, some of them babysit, some of them cook. A regular wife, a wife that is not in a polygamous situation, she has to do the shopping, she has to do the cooking, she has to take care of the babies, she has to drive, she has to wash the dishes, she has to do everything. But in a polygamous organization, what they do is everyone has chores, and it's a lot easier on the women. And a lot of times, like David and Moses, that had huge works of God, they were given many women for a specific reason. Now, I'm not saying that everyone should be a polygamist, and I'm not saying that I am, but I'm saying I'm preaching the Word of God to you, so that you know that what these Catholics are saying, they say that homosexuality is all right, but it isn't. This Nazi war criminal, who, this Ratzinger, he calls himself Benedict, he was a Nazi war criminal, just like his friend Pope John Paul II. He was actually put in prison for his crimes. He operated an anti-aircraft gun against the people of the United States of America. He helped slaughter millions of Jews. And you think he's God. Okay. All right, Bunky. All right, what else does it say?
Catholic Charities is holding the 35 kids in former St. Teresa's orphanage.
St. Teresa's orphanage. The Catholic orphanage. They took them away from their loving mothers and fathers and stuck them in the Catholic orphanage. And we all know that Catholics like to molest children. And we all know that these priests are homosexuals. And they like to turn the little boys into homosexuals and the little girls into lesbians. Then what?
Almost 3 dozen children removed from state officials from a polygamous...
State officials, actually Catholic officials. Because the Vatican is the one that runs everything. And these homosexuals that and child molesters are never going to be prosecuted, because the Pope has now said, and the president agrees with this pervert, that it's all right. He says, you know, I believe that this is all right. If I was the president of the United States, I would send those people into prison. I'd put the Pope into prison, and I'd put Bush into prison, and I would put Clinton into prison. It's the most nauseating thing in the world to see his wife running for president of the United States. Yet, this regime is not anything that I would desire to be or have anything to do with, because I'm just a pilgrim in this world passing through. And that's really none of my business, but to preach to you and teach who is right and who is wrong in the world. And it's my job to let you know what these people are doing to you, because you have to separate yourself from them. Join the pilgrim Christian army that doesn't fight with bullets or bombs, and we don't punish people for not being Christians. We don't want to take the joy away from God. The Bible says that God will take care of all these people. That vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Okay, so we're just watching the Lord take vengeance on a bunch of you miserable people. Understand, right next to Washington, D.C., that there's some floods over there right now. I'm praying to my God to do the just thing to you people. And this is nothing in comparison to what's going to happen to Texas. God is already warning you people. He's a real good God. He's telling you what he's going to do to you. And then he warns you to let you know that he has the power to do that. And you still have not repented, I see. So, Lord, we're just praying that you will give them more. You tell me, Lord, that you're going to make things worse and worse for the bunch of these reprobates that are on earth, and it's going to get worse. Sending children, the state. Now, see, the state, according to U.S. Constitution, the founding fathers of this country knew very good and well that the Catholics are going to come over here, and they're going to do everything in their power to take over. And Abraham Lincoln and all the different people in the know really knew what it was like in Europe, because the Catholics had complete dominance over everything over there. And that's why our founding fathers fled from there, because this was the kind of stuff they were doing back then. And President Lincoln stated that they'll take your children and they'll cut your wife's belly open and slaughter your children. These are Satan's army on earth. This is the actual evil angels that were cast out of heaven, and they've gotten themselves into different human bodies here on earth, and they are definitely destroying Christians that will not fight back. Now, my suggestion to you is to get out there and start talking about these things. I know that you people there in the world know the things that are going on when you see them, but you don't know how to do anything about it. The National Catholic Educational Institution. These are people that make gross statements. They're shocking. And it's written in the newspapers that, in some newspapers, that people are shocked at the actions of the supposed to be United States government when they destroyed Waco. And Timothy McVeigh couldn't stand. He saw what happened to those children over there. They were burnt to death by this bunch of devils. And now they're just showing you, we'll show you, we own your children, is what they're saying. But God says you own your own children, so you have to decide whether you're going to listen to the devil, which is this filthy government. And there's no possible way that they could do what they're doing if it wasn't for the news media. The news media just tells you and just exalts them and says, well, that's just a cult. They're over there. They're polygamous, and they've got all these children. But everybody testifies that these kids are healthy and normal in every way, even far more normal far more well-educated than the people in the world. Now, when we get people move into my church, which is the Lord's church, we find that we have to set them back 1, 2, and 3 grades because they have not, they don't have good education out there. Now, if you're one of these supposed to be privileged people that are in the government, well, you send your children to be really perverted in these different universities that tell you that you have to belong to the New World Order. Isn't anything new? The Bible talks about this, that it would happen thousands of years ago. Daniel told of this New World Order and stated that the Lord himself with his army, and we happen to be members of the Lord's body, that we will grind you into powder with his word. You will be ground into powder. And the Lord, when we pray to him, is cursing you. Can't you people see that? There's nobody going to tell you these things because they're so utterly afraid of Satan. But remember one thing, that Satan is afraid of God, because Satan knows that he was a created being. He was Lucifer until he got to thinking that he was so good looking that he got full of pride over his looks, just like so many people do on earth. And then they start doing silly, willy-nilly things. They start doing and acting crazy, and they are crazy. But let's finish some more of this article. They're taken to Catholic orphanages, and the Catholic priests and the lesbian nuns will take good care of them, right? Wrong. You know that they're child molesters. Now, since when can people pay off the government and pay off people? They say that they spent $2 billion paying off these kids that they forced into having oral and anal sex. $2 billion, and that includes attorney's fees. Now, if that's a godly organization, and if that's God, well, then why would they have to pay all these fees? The minute that I would hear something like that in my church, I'd put the person out immediately so that they couldn't continue molesting children and that they couldn't carry on their homosexual activities. That would just, people know that I put homosexuals out of here in less than a New York minute, an actual nanosecond. They're gone, and they're not coming back. Anytime somebody makes a pass at a person of homosexual with a brother here, they're gone. Or they're messing around with the children, they're gone. It doesn't happen. A lesbian, he was married to one of the men at the church. And all of a sudden, she had a baby Christian. She was put in charge of, and she made a pass at the baby Christian, and she's gone. The second I heard about it, get her in the car and get her out of here. God hates homosexuality. He hates it, but he has nothing bad to say about polygamists. Nothing. And so you've been brain damaged. And I'm here to tell you what the Word of God says, and hopefully His Word will wash your inferior mind from all these false laws that the government has come up with. Okay, read some more of this.
Almost 3 dozen children removed by state officials from a polygamist compound.
A polygamist compound. The compound, first of all, almost everybody in the United States and in the world is a polygamist. They're serial polygamists. You've had many wives. And We have Webster's Dictionary tells you what monogamy is. Now, let's check to see if you're a monogamist. In other words, having one wife. Monogamy is the practice of marrying only once during a lifetime. Now, you weasels out there know better than that. You're not monogamous. You're polygamous. You're what I call serial polygamous. You go from one woman to the next, from one woman to the next, from one woman to the next. You just like, you're like a pervert. You go from, and you don't want to support them, and it's been, woe be unto them if they get pregnant. You send them immediately to the first degree murder center, which they call abortion parlors. And you have them killed. All of you people are polygamists, serial polygamists. Just about everybody out there. Now, aren't you? Now, ain't you? Okay, keep going. But you're probably homosexual. You tried it, you know, like you swing both ways. You're like a gate that swings both ways. You're bisexual, ain't you? All right? When I lived in New York City before I was a born-again Christian, before I was saved, almost everybody had delved into homosexuality or lesbianism at one time or another in their life out there. That's just the way it is in the world today. And then you weasels are judging these people for doing that which the Bible says is fine. And marrying I just read the other day to you from the Bible that Rebecca was 10 years old when she married a 40-year-old man, 30 years older than her. When she was 30, he was 60, and they had a good time. They actually gave birth. She gave birth to twins, actually, two boys. One was Esau, the other one was Jacob, who later God changed his name to Israel. God said, "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated," because Esau hated his birthright. God hates, folks, and he hates you people for twisting, for making that which is good evil, and that which is evil good. Now, even in the country, the United States, homosexuality is against the law. It's against the law, but do you see anybody being arrested for it? They flaunt themselves, and they're so filthy and perverted and lewd that they carry about a 50-foot male sex organ down the street in their parades. We're living in a perverted world, and it just makes me sick to my stomach that these people that are doing these things are taking decent people's children away from them and taking them off to homosexual and child molesting centers for the best, and they call them orphanages and places. Why would you do that? Don't you think you're going to be judged for that? Boy, you don't think so? You'll see. And it might be tomorrow. God's liable to make an earthquake happen in your little village or your big megapolis and destroy you. God can make the White House cave in one flash of a second. And all you bastards in the building at the same time, and the Pentagon, and all the other organizations on this earth that have been taken over by Catholic homosexual child molesters. Okay, continue on.
The children arrived in Fort Worth on Friday afternoon, taking temporary shelter at a former orphanage.
A Catholic orphanage. Catholic orphanage. Orphanages, you don't see any real Christian orphanages. They're all Catholic orphanages because they believe in adultery and fornication. They don't care anything about fathering the children, but they just leave their wives with the kids, and that's why the Catholics have to open up orphanages, is because they believe it's okay to go out and have sex with women. And they believe that it's fine to just farm them out like that. But these children that they're taking over there have not been abandoned. They were torn away from their mother and dad's arms by Catholics. Cat lickers. That's a new word I made up. I've been using it for years. Cat lickers. Okay, then what?
Employees at Catholic Charities Headquarters on Birch...
Catholic Charity Headquarters. Well, these are donations unto the Catholics for their homosexuals and child molesters. They've been donated. Oh, young flesh. 4 years old and younger. We got some nice young flesh now, is what Satan is saying. And you people let it happen. You people that call yourselves Christians. Don't tell me you're a Christian, you phonies. There's not any of you that are piping up against these atrocities. Then what?
Employees at Catholic Charities Headquarters on Birch Hill Road, not far from Texas Wesleyan University, have spent the...
Texas Lesbian University? Is that what you said?
Wesleyan.
Oh, Wesleyan. Wesleyan. Well, more likely lesbian. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
Have spent the last 2 days rearranging offices and turning the former St. Teresa's orphanage back...
St. Teresa. That woman denounced everything that was godly. Saint. Okay, then what?
Turning the former St. Teresa's orphanage back into a children's home, said Ann Mason, Director of Development.
Children's home. Yeah, but you can be sure that there's a lot of homos around there and child molesters. John Paul, too. When he was in Krakow, Poland as a priest, he would go to these different factories where they had daycare centers. And he would go in and visit the little children in the nurseries. And the children in the nurseries told their mothers and dads about that he was touching them in their private parts and playing with them. The boys. And so the workers there would throw oily rags at this perverted bastard. And he actually got moved over to the where they were killing the Jews. Auschwitz concentration camp. And he was working for IG Farben. And he helped make the cyanide gas that murdered millions of my people, the Jews. And they hate me because I'm Jewish, and we all know that the Catholics hate Jews. And they pretend to like them. But what they are going to do is the Pope is very desperately attempting to move the Vatican into Israel so he can say that he's Christ come in the flesh. And they're going to select a Jewish, half Jewish and half Gentile, or a whole Jewish pope. Now, there's some Jews that are not good, that's for sure. But the ones that wrote the Bible were very good Jews. And Jesus was the best Jew on the face of this earth. He's the world's greatest Jew, the world's greatest person. And you have to get saved by him. Read the rest of this article.
The nonprofit agency...
Now, of course, they're nonprofit because they're Catholics. Even some of their big tithers, like Gallo Wine Company, they don't pay any taxes whatsoever. And they don't pay taxes in the United States at all because they say that they're a foreign country. That little postage stamp of a wall over there with this filthy swine who is saying that he's going to take care of it. And they'll just rule on these child molesters and homosexuals with Roman canon law. In other words, they will not submit themselves to civil law. Well, and he says there's a separation between church and state. If that's so, then why is the state going in there and pulling these children away from their mother's arms? That's the church. And they're not doing anything wrong according to God's law. And therefore, lay your hands off them before God kills every one of you people. I'm telling you that. God is telling me to tell you that. Let the kids go or you're going to die. Will I do it? No. I don't do stuff like that. God will kill you. And mark my words. Now, so many of you are very tight-lipped. That's why they don't let people come into Burma there, because there were more people killed over there than they were reporting. And they don't want anybody to know, because they don't want, the Vatican doesn't want you to know that the things that I've been saying are the truth. But you can read it in the newspaper, Burma, China, United States, floods, and famines, and all the diseases that you people have out there. And your loved ones are being cursed because of your filthy selves. Okay, then what else?
The nonprofit agency is also in the process of increasing our staff to handle the additional demands of 35 children, she said.
Well, I say turn the children back to their parents, because God says that. And if you don't, God's going to kill you people. Whoever it is over there that's calling the shots on this, you better let go of those kids. Now, I'm not, you know, the Lord's not kidding you. If you know God, call on him and see if what I'm telling you is the truth or not. Then what?
Like many of our placements, these children come to Catholic Charities with unique needs, Mason said.
Come to Catholic Charities. They didn't come to Catholic Charities, you bastards, talk them! They're coming to you for needs. Did those children come to them with needs?
No.
Why don't you say it a little bit louder so people can hear you?
No.
Okay. How was it that they came to these Catholic Charities?
They were forced to.
They were kidnapped by a bunch of perverts. Then what?
We will take special care to ensure that their privacy is protected.
Yeah, well, what about their private parts? Will they be protected? Then what else?
That their special needs are met.
No, you better. Their special needs were being met before you kidnapped them, you stinking cat lickers. Okay, then what?
And that while they are in our care, they have the safety, security, and hope that we believe every child deserves.
They had all that before you gone. You're full of beans, you dirty lying devil. Then what?
The children left San Angelo by bus Friday morning and arrived in Fort Worth about mid-afternoon.
Who's Saint Angelo? I don't read about him in the Bible. What else?
Another group was reportedly taken to the Presbyterian Children's Home.
Yeah, Presbyterians, the United Presbyterian Church, the Lutheran Church, the Baptist Church, all of them have united with the Antichrist. Okay, keep going.
They were among the last children from the sect who left the San...
To the church, you mean, you weasels. You're the sect. Then what?
Who left the San Angelo Coliseum on Friday for group homes around the state. Child Protective Services spokesman.
That is not child. That's the, you know, they call all these Catholic agencies child protective agencies. They don't protect the children. These people are reprobates. They've been rejected. They're the Antichrist. They're the exact opposite of Christ. They're the devil. They're Satan. The great red dragon. Those kids are in imminent danger. Somebody, if there's anybody in this United States of America has any power, then release those kids. Otherwise, if you have the power to do it and you're not doing it, God's going to kill you. Okay? And I don't make idle accusations. I am very well known for telling the truth. Now, this is from God. Okay, then what?
A total of 462 children are in state custody, he said.
In Catholic state custody. Taken from their beautiful homes, their happy homes, and put among a bunch of unsaved homosexual and child molesters and lesbians. And that's supposed to be the Child Protective Service. No, those kids belong to us. And we, if we're Christians, we have to support them and do everything in our power to get them out. And if, of course, none of the agencies are going to listen to us. So I'm talking to you, Father. Father, if they don't let them go, kill them in Jesus' name. Now, you know, they used to, say the Christians are the ones that's causing all the tornadoes and stuff. And the Catholics used to burn them because they prayed to God that these things would happen, and then they take the person that is praying like I do, and they burn them at the stake. So, this is just their method of doing stuff. And whether I get burned at the stake or put in prison, put in a firing squad, God said, if you try to do anything to me, he's going to kill you. Now come on and try it. You thrill seekers. Okay, what else?
Why are the children here? On April 3rd, state authorities raided the YFZ yearning...
State authorities. Always remember when it says state authorities or federal authorities, it's saying Catholic authorities. Homosexual child molesting authorities. Authorities. Okay, then what?
On April 3rd, state authorities raided the YFZ Yearning for Zion Ranch, home to hundreds of members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's it. It is a fundamental church that believes the Bible. Then what?
A few boys were moved early on to the Cal Farley Boys Ranch near Amarillo.
That's where all the faggots will be. Oh, that's not nice to call them faggots. They call themselves faggots. Then what else?
But
and besides, you know, there's so many other words that are more appropriate than faggots. They're like reprobates. They're lewd. Then what else? Keep going.
But most of the children, and until this week, many of their mothers had been staying in the San Angelo Coliseum.
San Angelo Catholic Coliseum. Then what?
Some lawyers for the children have said the setting reminded them of the mass shelters for Hurricane Katrina evacuees.
Now, what it reminds me of is the Nazi concentration camps. Okay? That's just jargon that the media is putting in the newspapers. Then what?
With rows of cots and crowds of people. The youngsters will be held in group foster homes until individual...
That's what they call these Catholic homes. Call them foster homes. There's like the Big Brothers organization and the Big Sisters. They're all homosexuals. And you foolishly turn your child over to them because you're busy and you want to go to a movie or something. And they're molesting your children and showing them filthy pictures to try to turn them on to sex. These one person after the other has said these things. And the kids talk. You know, they talk. They had reported the Pope. And the Pope, after the war, Pope John Paul II, fled to Argentina because he didn't want to be prosecuted. And because of the fact that he had murdered so many Jews and molested so many children, the devil's government, Roman canon law, made him the Pope. First a cardinal, then the Pope. There's a reward for you. But the eternal reward, that Pope is gone now. And I know that he would wish to come back and try it all over again, do things a little bit different. Then what?
The youngsters will be held in group foster homes until individual custody decisions can be made.
Who's making the decisions? The Vatican. They're making a decision as to what to do with these people's children. Isn't that just wonderful? No, it's not wonderful. Okay, now, what else?
State District Judge Barbara Walther, who has jurisdiction in the case, has said each mother will get an individual hearing by June 5th.
And the mothers are going to have a hearing for what? What are they going to give them a hearing for? You bunch of... I'm just so happy to let you know that there's one person on this earth that doesn't swallow your filthy garbage. Because they had children. These people are so dominant that they actually in China allow people to only have one child. They control they say there's not enough food. They pay billions of dollars to farmers to not do it. Because this devil, through his and his people, are making the world a wilderness. They're destroying the world and the people in the world. Many millions, hundreds of millions and billions of people will be in hell. God is enlarging hell. So I'm sure that when I come before the judgment bar of God, I'm coming because of the fact that I kept the commandments of the Lord. And I gave no place to the devil. You people that call yourself Christians, when you give place to the devil, you're not speaking out against this. You're not doing anything about it. You know very good and well that these people paid over $2 billion to get all these homosexual priests off the hook and these child molesters. And they didn't kick them out of the church. Because how could that Ratzinger put him out of the church when he himself is a homosexual? He'd have to put himself out of the church. He's a child molester. He got that when he used to be in those camps, those Nazi camps, all them boys living together like that and all. Okay, that's enough of that, but I'm going to just read a few verses of here in Romans. What chapter are we in? Okay, verse 29. And I, Paul said, am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Well, the fullness, I mean, he's not going to leave any stone unturned. He's going to tell everybody what the gospel says. Verse 30, now I beseech you, brethren, he's not talking to the lost, but to the brothers, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Holy Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And we need to, if you're a Christian, strive together with me in your prayers to God for those children. And for the wicked people on the face of this earth, either let them be saved or, Lord, just do what you said you're going to do to them. You're going to kill them. Verse 31, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Verse 32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Verse 33, now the God of peace, and if you have peace with God, then you have peace. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. So we have peace with the Lord when we're doing what he says. Now that's why I'm preaching to you people to repent and let those children go home to their parents. We've seen too much of this at Waco. We've seen this government, a fake that it was the Arabs or somebody that blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City in the World Trade Center. But we know that there are hundreds of witnesses that saw FBI people and all kinds of officials going into these buildings and wiring it. And we know that they got themselves out of there just in time. I understand President Bush's one of his relatives was in charge of those World Trade Centers, making it easy for these federal people to have access into it. Look, I'm Bush's nephew, and I'm telling you, get out, you know, let these people go upstairs with their dynamite caps and so on. Chapter 16, verse 1. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church. And when he's talking about the church, he's not talking about false religions. He's talking about the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the church which is at Sancria. Verse 2, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she has need of you, for she has been a helper of many, and of myself also. Verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. And this is the way we should greet each other, if we're of the Lord. And I see that my time has vanished again. I have so many more things to say, but time doesn't allow. These are only 1 hour broadcasts, and I hear a lot of people are really picking up on these broadcasts. But right now it's time to pray. Do you want God's wrath to fall on you? No one's safe in the world from the Lord's wrath. If you're doing the will of God, you can be sure that that will not happen to you. He'll do with you just as he did with Lot. He'll tell you to get out of town. Get out of Dodge before the sun goes down, or before the sun comes up, one of the two. If you want to be sure that you're saved, then say this prayer. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. All that call upon your name shall be saved. Therefore, I'm calling on you, Lord. And that's how I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. I just thank and praise the Lord. Lord entered in. You should just want to praise and thank the Lord for salvation, especially in these last hours of time. All right, now, Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 661. They're free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in again tomorrow for a very enlightening glimpse into what's going on in this world and what's going on in heaven, how to be saved and how to stay out of hell and how to get into heaven. Well, I led through my preaching and teaching. Marty Robbins was singing at a restaurant that we owned, and I led him to the Lord, and he's singing here, "You Gotta Climb."
You gotta climb it, scale a mountain. You gotta climb to reach the top. You gotta climb to see the splendor. You gotta climb, 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 don't you stop. Well, the path is steep, where it leads upward. The way is rough, narrow too. But every step brings you higher, until that mountain peak will come in view. You gotta climb it, scale a mountain. You gotta climb to reach the top. You gotta climb to see the splendor. You gotta climb, 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 don't you stop. Don't you give up, cause you're weary. You can't expect an easy way. A downward path leads nowhere. You gotta climb, climb, climb every day. You gotta climb it, scale a mountain. You gotta climb to reach the top. You gotta climb to see the splendor. You gotta climb, 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 don't you stop. When you arrive on top of your mountain, you'll be glad that you struggled on. The view of all your goal around you, the struggle of the climb all gone. You gotta climb to scale a mountain. You gotta climb to reach the top. You gotta climb to see the splendor. You gotta climb, 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 don't you stop.